And now, the dulcet tones of the guitar, strumming in the background, Jackson Browne.
Thank you. I could do you a John David Souther song. A song that's on his album. John David's from Amarillo, Texas. He's going to be with us at the Felt Forum Friday night. Uncola, folks. It's very strange, you know, that all this is going on somewhere else, too. You know, very, it's funny. We'll be covered, I guess. This is a song that I wrote for these three different girls that worked in these three different Mexican restaurants in L.A. Over a period of about 2 years. I can fall in love very easily in a Mexican restaurant. I'm not sure what it is. So. I really don't. You don't really have Mexican food in New York. It tends to come out on the Italian side. I was here a couple weeks ago. I had a couple enchiladas that were more like ravioli, I think. That's all right, I'll settle for an Italian enchilada. I should say this is just for one girl. This is for this one girl I met in a restaurant where I used to go in there when I was making my record, and then one day they had a new waitress in there, and she was really fine. I came through the door and fell down. Just right away, I couldn't get up. I couldn't say anything to her. You know, to look at her, you'd think that she didn't speak any English, and that she was like about 24, maybe had like 3 or 4 little kids and an old man in Mexico, and she was just up in L.A. working for her aunt, you know, in the restaurant to make a little coin. And she was wearing these beautiful Mexican dresses and ribbons in her hair. And so I got real tongue-tied. I also developed this real intense craving for Mexican food. And I was in there every day for lunch and dinner for about 3 weeks. And finally the family started sending her in the back of the kitchen when I'd come in, because they... Not that anything was going on, I didn't know what to say to her, you know. I was thinking of going over to Berlitz and trying to learn some Spanish. I'd come through the door and I'd check out the whole thing. I'd figure out which section she was waiting on, and then I'd go sit there. Sometimes her Aunt Lucy'd, just to blow my mind, send her other sister over there, who was gigantic, and just sort of lean on me.
What are you having? Your usual.
Anyway, finally the whole bubble burst one day when this girl, who I figured her name was, I don't know what it was, but it was going to be fantastic, right, when I found it out. It turned out to be Cindy. Came over, I don't know, I had this whole idea of who she was, and she sat down and said, "Say, what's happening?" And I had gone through this whole, I'd gone through this whole change here.
Across the sand to find you here among these people.
There's one thing about that Uncola. It'll make you burp. I guess that's natural, that's all right. Lots of things make you burp. My phrasing gets strange, it's just me trying to dodge a burp. This song here's for a girl I knew that worked on an organic vegetable farm in Malibu. And she was really into vegetables. New York, you know, you say organic in New York and people laugh. You say health and they just shake their heads, you know. It's just like it's just a concept here, you know, just sort of like a theory. Health, yeah, health. And health foods are a hoax. Anyway, she's really into her vegetables and her yoga and her meditation. Some people said she was studying to be a vegetable. Those people are from New York. I just have one more of this Uncola. They don't make it the way they should do, though. It's a little harder now. This girl worked for this old Italian guy that had invented a sweet lemon. I mean, no, to say he invented it, that's wrong. He grew a sweet lemon. He was really into vegetables himself. And I used to go down there and help her pick figs, and I'd get up in the morning and talk to the carrots and stuff, you know. But mainly, I was after the secret of the sweet lemon, because until you've tasted a sweet lemon, you know, you just, that too is just a concept, you know. He called it a cocktail lemon. This is all the truth. He called it a cocktail lemon because he figured that would be a commercial way of, you know, getting it off the ground, you know. Sweet lemons, you know. It just goes by most people, sweet lemons, you know. But unless you go around giving them each individual little pieces of a sweet lemon, and then they still think you probably injected it with something sweet to make it that way, you know. But I picked this lemon off a tree and it was sweet. I'd like to dedicate this song to sweet lemons everywhere. Thank you.
Rock me
I could do a song. Another song with John David Souther's. This is about the only chance I ever get to get away with it. It's when he's not around. This is also on his album. It's called Out to Sea. I wish I wrote this thing. Like I said before, John David's from Texas. To introduce you to my partner. This guy here is David Lindley. He bows and does our whole number, but he's not religious at all. Don't let a fool you. It's all just for the radio, all that. Some parts of the country they call him the Lindley Brothers. To be in the kaleidoscope. Not a one. His second audience in 8 weeks, there's been no response to that. That's a good sign. If you never heard of the kaleidoscope, there were some reports of brain damage from the kaleidoscope. they never did sell a whole lot of records, even though they're really fine, because the record companies didn't know right just what to call them, you know. And just like... the big M will tell you, if you don't know what to call it, you can't exactly sell it. And one guy tried, he called it Arabian Country and Western. But that didn't quite hit it on the head. Either. Anyway, enough about the kaleidoscope. Back to J.D. Souther's Out to Sea. Almost said it. I'm sounding like a DJ, aren't I? Made me sign a piece of paper that said, that made me promise I wouldn't say bleep over the air. This being live and everything, it cuts down on about a half of my repertoire. Well, I used to sing in Texas, and it sounded fine to me.
There is a high what's good enough of me to chase the doubts and fears away on a sinking ship of hope. You can hear the sailors calling, calling, Captain, sail away out to sea. There is a river where the holy winds are strong. Out to sea, there is a high place.
You're listening to Jackson Browne live in concert on WPLJ.
Thank you. I used to know who the song was for. I knew, I used to think I knew. I mean, I know what I thought, but I was wrong. I'd just like to sing the song for anybody that ever blew your mind, you know. You know, anybody that ever really opened up your head or, you know, blew you off the branch, you know. And I'll just sing it for the one who blew mine.
That even love cannot rebuild. It's a whole
You're here as a guest. You ought to make yourself at home while you're waiting for the rest. Well, I looked into the dream of the millions, that one day
Steinway and his sons for building that piano. It takes a really great piano for me to play any good at all, because if you got a piano that really rings and has a lot of sustain, then you don't have to play very many notes. You can just, you know, some pianos, they sit there and ring. They got a Blutner that'll ring for about 5 minutes, you know. Write these 20-minute songs in 3 chords. Four chords. Four goes into 20. Actually, that's not the kind of piano that they usually get for me, although I really love that one. Generally, they get me a player piano. A little roll of paper that's got little dots cut out of it. This song here is for a friend of mine who I came to New York with in 1967, first time I ever went to New York. And we drove over here in a Rambler station wagon. They brought me along because I had a credit card. You know, I mean, it wasn't my credit card. It was, stolen. But so they invited me to come traveling with them, and I was in love with the idea of just picking up and leaving and going, you know. That's what we did. There's a whole long involved story about how they left their women in Long Beach and went to Veracruz trying to catch the legendary banana boat for Spain, the big $20 slow boat, you know. And they stood around on the jetty in Veracruz for about 3 months, made friends with the police down there. They finally, when their clothes got so raggedy, the police got tired of looking at them in rags, you know, they were looking like citizens. They finally gave them some police, you know, uniforms to wear. It's a pretty far cry from Miami Beach. We were down there. Like I said, they made me sign a little thing, you know, not to foul the airwaves, you know, in my performance tonight, but it's difficult to do, you know, because it's such an integral part of my being, you know, foulness. foul language, you know. But they should have told me in Miami too, because I really fouled the air in Miami. And they wanted to arrest me afterwards. And right in the middle of this big argument with the cop about whether or not it's cool to swear or not, we got him so mad that he started screaming and swearing at me, you know. He finally, right in the middle, he goes, "That's so he let me go, you know. Other than that, we would have been in jail, you know. Gone down there and paid their chicken dropping little fine. I don't know how to get around it, folks, you know. Darn it. Anyway, I forget what I started out to tell you. I better just try to sing the song.
And when I stood myself beside him, I never thought I was as strong. Still it seems he stopped his singing in the middle of his song. Well, I'm not the one to say I know, but I'm hoping he was wrong. Shorter every hour as it reaches for the day, and I feel just like a candle in a way. Oh, I hope I'll get there, though I never pray.
We got three songs in a row here we'd like to do for you that are sort of related. The first two are for the same girl. Now, I don't mean the same one that worked in the restaurant or the organic vegetable farm either. It's just the same one, you know. I have a friend who calls her the bigger her. David Blue, he said, refers to his elusive dream lover is the big hurt. Oh, here I put my finger picks away too. This song is how this song came to be. It's this girl. And the second song is for the same girl. I wrote for her anyway.
WPLJ New York. Thank you.
train every day, leaving either way. There's a world, you know. There's a way to go. You'll soon be gone, that's just as well.
It's not worth it. Everybody.
Everybody's gotta show you their own pain. You may try to find your way up around it, but the need for love will still remain. Now we're lying here, so safe in the ruins of our our lives are near, so it wouldn't occur to us to wonder if this is the past or the future that is calling. You know I love these times you.
This song here, this is dedicate this song to Paul Gauguin, and Sterling Hayden, and Marlon Brando. And David Crosby, a bunch of his friends. Anybody who ever thought of splitting from here and going there, you know? I mean, it used to be you could do that. It used to be like if you left from Paris and went to Tahiti, that it was like, that was the big cruise, you know, and you could really, like, leave it all behind, right, you know? Except the world's round, you know, and real small. And it's the same ball of air, you know, around the whole world, you know. It's like when Krakatoa blew up, right? That big island in the Pacific, you know. 6 months later, there was a big black spot over Rome. You know, it's all global. The air's global. Anybody that might have thought they could get themselves a little boat, you know, and paddle away into the sunset and solve all their, you know, problems. Well, I don't know why I'm telling you this for. You live in New York. It probably never occurred to you at all. It might have, though. I don't know. Here in New York, when they all want to get away from it, they go to Miami. I know, you're getting on my case, you're putting down. I'm not putting down New York. Except when people in New York want to get away, they go to Miami. Well, have you ever seen Miami? There's more delicatessens in Miami, man. More, Jesus. It's been tried, you know, it's been tried. Everybody tried to get away one time or another. I get away in my head all the time, you know. Get away, get away. I know these kids, the kids of Sterling Hayden, you know, the actor. I gotta tell you this one really great thing he did. They're having a custody battle over the kids, he and his wife, right? This is a long time ago when they were just little kids. And so he thought he would, like, put them in a bag and take them away, you know, take them, like, 3 miles out, right, so they couldn't take his kids away. And he's got this gigantic clipper ship, right, this old, ancient, the last of the seagoing San Francisco clipper ships, and it's in the bay of San Francisco, you know. And he's got the kids on board, and they're just like that, just 3 steps away from the custody police, and they're going to grab his kids and jump on. They start sailing out, and they thought they'd salute San Francisco on their way out. They thought they'd salute Sausalito is what it was, you know, which is where they're from. And they had this 10-pound cannon on board, you know, 10-pound shot, you know, just about the size of a small bowling ball, right? And they stuff all these rotten potatoes and garbage and stuff down the cannon, you know. And as they go past, you know, the city hall of Sausalito, And they just fired off all this garbage. Only one thing wrong. Somehow or other, the gunpowder and everything had, like, made it all congeal, you know, so it came out like a cannonball. So this 10 pounds of solid potato garbage, man, comes sailing through the air. Out over the, you know, they thought it would just sort of spray Sausalito with a fine mist of puke, you know. It didn't work, and it just came out just like a cannonball. It went about 4 streets behind the main drag, behind it, disappeared behind a building. They didn't find out for years when they came back what it had done. It had hit a police car, which had been parked. Because right, the police, you know, the police is like right, they came very close to hitting the police building itself, you know, but it hit it right on top of the roof and blew all four windows out, all four sides of the car. And that's why I want to dedicate this song to Sterling Hayden, because he's so great. Anyway, and I'd just like to leave you with this this thought here. Snatch relate this one song here that was inspired by these redneck freaks I met out in the woods last summer. It sounds so strange up here. I wish I was out there listening, because we can't really hear each other up here. I trust him. I've been working with him for a few weeks now, and I trust him pretty much. Still, making music together when you can't hear each other, sort of like holding hands through the mail. That's not usually what we say, but it'll have to do for the FCC. You get the picture. Yeah. To dedicate this song to Mount Zion National Monument and Chuck Berry and Jerry Lee Lewis. All right. And who? I'm not hip to him either. No, I just didn't hear you. Same thing, I guess, isn't it? Called Honey Let Me Introduce You to My Redneck Friend. Thank you. Thank you.